Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
And we love it when local community groups do very well at championships and another trophy being added to the local cabinet. Denmark Surf Lifesaving Club has taken out Surf Lifesaving Club of the Year. There was the presentation at Crown Perth last weekend. And on the line from Denmark Surf Lifesaving Club, Jane Kelsby. Jane, congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much. We're still so excited.
And what makes this even more special that Denmark Surf Lifesaving Club has beaten some of the big city clubs, and of course in the metropolitan area there may be some more resources at their disposal?
Yeah, we beat, there was five clubs in the running, we pipped them. So we beat North Cot, who came second, Frio, who came third, Trigg Island and Sorrento, who were also finalists. So yeah, we're pretty stoked, I've got to tell you.
And the community of Denmark has just gotten behind the local Surf Lifesaving Club. You've had excellent support from the Chamber of Commerce and Industry and other business leaders out there. But I see here $10,000 check and a nice trophy.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So our $10,000 check, we don't quite know what we're going to do with that as yet. But we're going to get some new resources in for our clubbies. We provide surfboards as well for the different members to get in the water and have a go. So we're going to get another six of those. And it's our 60th anniversary this year too, so we're going to put some of the money towards an event for that as well.
And this is the second title to come back to the Great Southern, because I believe Albany won the Club of the Year a couple of years ago?
They did, about 3 years ago, and then they've come second a couple of times too, and they really spurred us on to apply. You know, we thought, well, you know, if another club in the Great Southern can do it, we're going to have a go. We've had a massive year too. Like, we've had a huge increase in our numbers. We've done a huge amount of training, and, you know, we've strengthen our pathways for our members, working with other clubs as well, which has been pretty fantastic.
Jane, after a big win on Saturday night, anybody you'd like to thank out there?
We actually thanked a lot of the Perth clubs who've helped us with pathways. We did Abalone Patrol with Sorrento. Cot have loaned us a boat. And we also wanted to thank our local clubbies. So, you know, Albany Surf Club and Esperance, we get together every year with those guys as well and have a lot of fun. So we wanted to thank them and just the local community, basically, our members mainly, and all the volleys that work with us. Yeah.
Jane, once again, congratulations on behalf of everyone back in the Great Southern on taking out Surf Lifesaving Club of the Year on Saturday night. Well done, and keep up the fantastic work there at Denmark Surf Lifesaving.
Thanks so much. We're off to Sydney in October to vie for the Nationals next.
Good
thank
luck.
Thank you. Cheers.
It is the end of the week, so we catch up with the Albany Advertiser, but John Dobson has decided to take a annual leave day. So we've got Jess from the Albany Advertiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're loving all this, all the lights, cameras, action in here?
I am. It's awesome. Very new experience.
Thanks for coming down.
No worries.
It's been a big week in local news. Frenchman Bay Villas have been approved.
Yes, yep. Yeah, they were approved early this week on Monday. So, yeah, very exciting for residents out that way.
There's a bit of movement around the place with accommodation. Middleton Beach has been spoken about.
Yep.
The Albany Waterfront, there's
plans
to put a five-star hotel there. And this is the third in that lot, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So it's very exciting for anyone that wants to see a bit of a push in Albany accommodation.
Jess from the Albany Advertiser is here with us. Tragedy this week at an Albany Play Centre. There was a death at Tumble Jam.
Yeah, yeah, very sad start to the week. A young father actually passed away down at the Tumble Jam Indoor Play Centre. Very sad. I think he was playing down there with his three kids at the time. He collapsed from a suspected heart condition. So, yeah, very sad.
It's just an absolute tragedy that, you know, life is cut short like that.
Absolutely.
And the response following that tragedy has been tremendous across Albany. You see a GoFundMe page has been set up.
Grand
has been put in there.
Yeah, lots of, I'm not actually sure what the amount is at the moment, but yeah, lots of tributes flowing on social media for the family.
Also, heartwarming stuff over the weekend. We had West Coast Eagle Jeremy McGovern back in Albany during his bye week. As we said, thank you to the Fireys, and the weather wasn't that great, but a pretty decent turnout for the barbecue there.
Yeah.
The Advertiser.
Yeah, it was very cold, very windy, but we had heaps of families come down, lots of kids. So, yeah, it was a very good turnout, and, you know, the kids loved having a kick with Jeremy. So, yeah, it was very good.
Yes, especially with the new family as well. He'd be happy to be back in front of family and friends.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I mean, he grew up in Little Grove, so some of the fires out this way last month were very close to home for him. So he was very happy to be down and show his support.
And after those devastating fires a few weeks ago, we've had some much-needed rain.
Yes, yeah, we have, and the farmers are very happy. I know a lot of them in the area are still dealing with their topsoil loss after the damaging winds that we've had. So, yeah, they're very happy to have a bit of rain. So hopefully they get what they need.
And loads of sport over the weekend. Netball all covered. GSFL, we've got Premier League soccer. So make sure you check it out. Albany Advertiser out Tuesdays and Thursdays, the extra on weekend. Jess, you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Dobbo must be a little nervous.
Yeah.
No, all good. We love to share it around. So thank you so much for coming in.
No worries. Thank you.
Before the Siren, a preview of this weekend's matches in the Great Southern Football League.
Our man is on local football. Tom Moyer is on with us now. Tom, was your phone on silent?
Terry, yeah. No, joys of having a baby and walking the dog and all of the above, and ready for a good weekend of footy.
Tom, a very special weekend because we've got the Colts Carnival at Coolin.
We do. So we've got the Great Southern Storm boys heading up to Coolin this weekend, leaving sometime this afternoon. And we've also got the Ongrup boys as well from out in the OFA representing our region as well. So first game's at 9 and 11 o'clock tomorrow. The Storm, Great Southern Storm, are taking on Peel, and Ongrup are taking on Esperance, I believe. So elimination format, it's pretty much if you lose either of the games on Saturday, you can't make the final on the Sunday. So two important games for these two sides first up tomorrow morning.
Yeah, good chance for locals to head inland and take in some great action at Coolin. It's been a big tradition over the years, isn't it? The Colts Carnival, and then the players from that carnival get recognised and then move on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, we've had some really obviously great players come through there over the last 5 to 10 years, the McGovern boys and Declan Mountford and Darcy Cameron, and not to mention the ones that have gone on to the Waffle. So a lot of talent scouts will be there to watch the games, and our relationship with Claremont begins a lot earlier than this, but this is a carnival where a lot of the guys look to really put in a good performance so they get selected for Claremont Colts in 2019.
Yeah, great relationship there with the Claremont Football Club. And I see Dylan Smallwood got a mention during the week. Had an all right game there for the Claremont Tigers.
Had a fantastic debut. I think he had 20-odd disposals and took 11 marks in his first game for Claremont. And he's a key position player, and he's taking his time. He's going slowly, but he's a promising young fella. And he's playing this weekend, and I'm sure he'll be a mainstay in Claremont for years to come.
So the carnival at Coolin this weekend, so a couple of games there tomorrow, Tom. People, if I want to make their way up, crucial games for our boys as well, isn't it?
Yeah, games all morning and all day tomorrow, Terry. So all the qualifying games between 9 and 4 o'clock tomorrow. And then the finals are obviously on Sunday. So hopefully the Great Southern Storm boys or the RFA boys can sneak through to the final at 1 o'clock on Sunday up in Coolin. Other than that, it's a good weekend of footy. I think it's the oldest running carnival or country carnival in the country. So there's a lot of history there, and the guys do a fantastic job.
Excellent. Good luck to the boys from both the OFA and the GSFL. And Tom, as a result, we've got no local games this week.
No local games. We're back into a bit of a stop-start sort of couple of months throughout June and July. So we've got a game next weekend, and then we have 2 weeks off our preparation for Landmark, which is the first weekend of July. So, after that, once we get to mid-July, it's footy every weekend until the finals.
4 decades. Which is the greatest decade of all time? Triple M.
Another big battle after 12 o'clock today on Triple M, and this is where you get to have your say on what is the greatest decade of all time. Is it the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, or the 90s? You tell us at triplem.com.au. And just by getting involved, you can be in the running to win a Triple M Retro Ghetto Blaster with a bit of the old and the new. It's an old school style, but it has Bluetooth capability as well. So you can impress all your mates. with a Triple M Retro Ghetto Blast. Now, every week we get our resident life coach on, and she is the authority on all things health and well-being, but I'm going to throw a big question at her, Sally Tebow. Sally, what is the greatest decade of all time and why?
Oh, for me, Terry, it has to be 1970. The 70s were just phenomenal.
What are your memories of the 70s?
Well, the music, number one. I think we had groups like Masters Apprentices. Really Australian music kind of came of age. Daddy Cool. But also, you know, I think it was a time for really people stepping up and we had a lot of the moratoriums. People were, you know, having their say about the way the world ran. I have great memories of the 70s. Not so great about the clothing, of course.
Politically, it was huge, and also politics and fashion came together because people were burning bras.
They were. It wasn't. I was a little bit young for that.
Sounds of Albany.
Rustler Steakhouse, now open for lunch and dinner. Stirling Terrace, Albany.
Jackpot today as we get into a feel-good Friday. It is $4,540. You need to tell us what this is and where you can find it. Robin's on 132710. Robin, what do you reckon it is?
Terry, would it be a clapperboard, sometimes known as a slate board or a time slate sound marker, which is a device used to designate and mark various scenes and takes as they are audio recorded or filmed?
That is a very descriptive answer, Robin. Unfortunately, right. Your efforts aren't enough to get you the sound of Albany.
Okay. Thank you, Terry.
Sorry, Robin.
Okay, then. Bye.
Bye. Joe's on the line, 132710. Joe, what do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
Okay, I reckon it could be, you know, he got those poles in the red carpet.
Yes.
With the red bloody ropes hanging off it.
Yes.
Could it be the clips on those?
Could it be the clips on those?
Will they unclip it, let you through, then click it back on?
Yeah, I know the one. Not the one we're looking for, Joe.
No worries, mate.
Thank you, Joe.
Cheers.
Sally's on 132710. Sally, what do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
Oh, I'm going to have another go. Is it a slide bolt, that, you know, like on a door at ALAC?
A slide bolt on the door at ALAC. I think we had that one this week. Unfortunately, that's not it.
Not it. Okay, no worries. Thanks,
Sally. Sorry,
okay.
Sally.
Cheers. Thanks.
And Graham's with us. Lucky last. Graham, what do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
I reckon it's the closing of a sandwich board.
The closing of a sandwich board?
Yeah, the advertising sandwich
board. Oh, yes, the sandwich board, yeah. It's not actually used to make sandwiches, though, is it?
No. That'd be pretty tough.
Yes, unfortunately, you're going to have to close your answer down. Sorry.
That's all right, mate.
Good on you, Graham.
Have a good day.
You too. Have a great weekend. It lives to fight another day, the sound of Albany. In fact, lives to fight another week. Next week on Monday, we'll be back at $4,560. This is getting out of hand, isn't it? Sounds of Albany for Rustler's Steakhouse. Triple M.